Welcome to the Rare Groove Show on Shoreditch Radio. And today we're going to be giving you a beginner's guide to Black Jazz Records, founded in Oakland, California, by Gene Russell in 1969. They only ever released 20 records, but they've become highly collectible by Rare Groove and jazz fans, and they have a strong identity. Some of the main artists, Doug Kahn, Gene Russell himself, we're going to focus on them today, but also drop some more interesting things, some little rarities from the label. So sit back, listen, here we go. Black Jazz, a beginner's guide from the Rare Groove Show on Shoreditch Radio. So we start with a fairly avant-garde take on a classic, My Favourite Things, and that was by Gene Russell from the album New Direction. And Gene Russell, the founder of Black Jazz Records, and also was the pianist on that track, with Henry Franklin on bass, another one who was a name. Leader on Black Jazz Records. Don't want to give you the impression that it was all avant-garde. does plenty of melodic things, soul, funk and jazz on Black Jazz Records. And let's go in with something very melodic from The Bishop Jr.
Thank you.
we continue our introduction to Black Jazz Records here on Shoreditch Radio with two from Doug Kahn.
Transcends history's pages.
Featuring the voice of Gene Kahn, who went on to have a career on Philadelphia Records. That was John Coltrane's Naima, performed by Doug Kahn and band. We'll be right back. Another jazz standard on Black Jazz, and this is Maiden Voyage.
Audio course of love today.
Well, I wanted to play something by Henry Franklin, a bassist who is still active today, and this is Blue Lights. From Henry Franklin, and fantastic bassist, as I say, still recording today. And his albums are some of the most collectible on Black Jazz, and they really, really have great sleeves. So if you can find those on your travels, I haven't found them. That's from a compilation on Universal Sound Records from the 90s. Another good introduction to Black Jazz indeed. Here we go, Dog Khan. Ba 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 ba. Make life sunny and bright, little bee. You were all my heart sings for before you came and brought us such joy. How we hoped and prayed that you'd be a boy, but little girl, you were my heart's delight. You make life sunny and bright, little bee. You were all my heart sings for.
You
So the last album of the 70s for Black Jazz Records was something called Plenty Good Eaten by Cleveland Eaton. And it's a bit more soulful, a bit funkier, a bit later. But there are some nice jazz tunes on side B. And this is called Hamburg. I hope you've enjoyed our beginner's guide to Black Jazz. With 20 albums, there's still so much more that could be said. It's an iconic label along with Strata East, Strata Records, Tribe Records, and it's become collectible in that uniform way that a label with standout style becomes. Very hard to get some of these records now, but there are some reissues around, some great compilations as well. Keep collecting all the other labels that I mentioned, and I hope this is the starting point to jump off and explore some of what Gene Russell was about, some of what Black Jazz was about, and I hope it gives an indication of what the Rare Groove show is about and what Shoreditch Radio delivers. Enjoy your month, we'll be back next month with more Hot Boogie, Rare Grooves, whatever's rare, all on vinyl, always on vinyl. This is a Rare Groove show, checking out, leaving you with Cleveland Eaton on Black Jazz Records. Peace.